I want to reflect a little bit on the opening prayer, the collect, but just at the end of the gospel, this is the clear reason why they wanted to kill Jesus and why they did kill him, because he claimed to be God. When he says, before Abraham came to be, I am, he's taking upon himself that divine name. And so they thought this was blasphemy. So this is why they went to kill him. And then it finishes with saying, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. And some of the spiritual writers would say this is one of the reasons why we veil the statues towards the end of the Lenten season, just to kind of to mirror this notion of Jesus going to hide before his passion. For the beautiful opening prayer, the collect we had this morning. Be near, O Lord, to those who plead before you, and look kindly on those who place their hope in your mercy. Again, what a beautiful invocation of the heart, of what we're asking God to do, that we plead before him, we beg before him to look kindly upon us, to turn his countenance towards us, those of us who place our hope in his mercy. The hope is that virtue that we believe in the promises, and that it allows us to move forward towards that end. And the end is his mercy, where he will look upon us with mercy and grace at the end of our life and in the midst of our life. That mercy will allow us to continue along our journey, that he will sustain us by his grace, that cleanse from the stain of their sin. Again, the point of this season of Lent is to cleanse us from the stain of our sin. And so we are reminding God. So often in the collect, the first part of that prayer is in a way reminding God of who he is and how he operates and what is our intended disposition. Not that God forgets, but this is just how we pray. It is in this aspect of God's life that we're talking to him this morning. That cleansed from the stain of our sin, we may persevere in holy living and be made full heirs of your promise. As we come to the end of this Lenten season, if we have been living it well, I'm assuming many of us are weary. That the hard work of taking up our cross, of ridding ourselves of sin, is tiresome. And so we need to be reminded, we need to beg God for his grace so that we can have the grace, that virtue of perseverance to maintain a holy living. I mean, this is our goal in life. I mean, we keep that eternal perspective that our lives are made to be in union with God the Father for all eternity. And so we achieve that by living a holy life, by living into the reality of our baptism, that through the water, the cleansing waters of baptism, we've been set apart to live a holy life. And the struggles, the anxieties, the trials of this world so often come in to choke out that supernatural, that sacramental, sanctifying grace. And so we're praying for the grace to persevere, to not give up, to stay the course. We know that Jesus says the road is narrow. It's a narrow gate into heaven. And again, some of the writers would say it's narrow not because he's trying to make it difficult. It's narrow because it doesn't need to be wide, because so few of us really choose to stay on the path, to stay the course. So many of us choose to give in to the cares, the anxieties, the allurement of this world. And so we're praying for that grace of perseverance. And as we've been stripping ourselves of the attachments of this world, that we become more aware of that promise, the promise of the abundant life, the abundant joy of eternal salvation. And not just something that we wait for at the end of our life, but something that we can enjoy even now. And so we beg God to look upon us kindly as we place our hope in his mercy. And we realize that that's all that can really sustain us, is God's mercy, His love, and His grace, so that we don't give up, that in these final days of preparation, that we stay the course so that we can finish the race and truly become heirs to that eternal promise.